I'd like to share with you this morning a devotion by Dr. Mattson, Knowing the Power of Christ's Resurrection, from Philippians chapter 3, 7 through 11. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being comforted to his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. There's an ancient maxim which says, money lost, little lost. Health lost, much lost. Soul lost, everything lost. And that is as true as it is scriptural, for it is none other than the Savior of our souls who asks the pointed question, what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Matthew 16. And when Jesus speaks of what is profited if he gain the whole world and lose his soul, he's not only referring to those things that we know are evil, but to all that belongs to this life. Saul of Tarsus was not an outwardly wicked man. He had, as a Pharisee, many of those things for which he was no doubt envied by fellow men, family, position, learning. Yes, he sums it all up with the statement, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. Chapter 3 of Philippians. And yet he was far from a happy man. Why? Because the righteousness which is in the law will never save the soul. It was not until the man from Tarsus met the crucified, but resurrected and ascended Lord on the road to Damascus that he learned life's most vital lesson. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8. From that day on, the proud Saul did not rely upon his keeping of God's immutable law, but upon the glorious truth of the gospel, which revealed to him what the Son of God had done for him, for you, in keeping the law as his substitute, yours. It is this marvelous discovery which causes him to exclaim the very first chapter of his epistle to the Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein, that is, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so the Holy Spirit leads us to so rest in Christ that there is nothing which we would desire above the knowledge of him in his resurrection. The love of God, which is most wondrously revealed to us through the sending of his Son, will then be that from which nothing shall be able to separate us. We will confess with Paul, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. To the regenerated Paul, the cross which he now had to bear as one of Christ's followers was not a burden, but a special privilege. That is why he writes to the same congregation, "For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." Philippians 1. What a wholesome view of life this is. Your kind Heavenly Father has taken into account what is most beneficial for you and will so fashion the cross which he places upon you that it will be for your eternal good. May God, the God of all grace, grant one and all of us his spirit to confess with Watts in the closing stanza of this hymn, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a treasure far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Hymn 175.